The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, December 9th, 2018, is from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 1 through 3, verses 13 through 15, and verses 21 through 24. Hear now the word of the Lord from the English Standard Version, Joshua 24, 1 through 3, 13 through 15, and 21 through 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates. Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. I gave you a land on which you had not labored and cities that you had not built, and you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word." International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Joshua 24, 1 through 3, 13 through 15, and 21 through 24, English Standard Version, December 9, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Joshua 24, 1. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Rather than gather the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel at Shiloh, where the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle were located, about 10 miles away, Joshua called them to Shechem, where the Lord first met Abraham after he told him to leave Haran. At Shechem, the Lord told Abraham that he was giving the land of the Canaanites to his offspring, and there Abraham built an altar to the Lord. See Genesis 12, 6-7. After Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land, they met near Shechem, where for the first time in the land, Joshua renewed the covenant, the agreement between the Lord and Abraham's descendants, that the Lord had made with them through Moses, and where Joshua taught them the law of God once again. Joshua 8, 30 through 35. Now, as he neared death, Joshua renewed the covenant once again, and taught the leaders of the Israelites how to govern God's people and lead them to live according to the law of Moses. Joshua 24:2. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods." Joshua's words to the people of God were the words of the Lord. He spoke as a judge and a prophet, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel." Joshua began the renewal of God's covenant with them by reminding the Israelites that they served the Lord, Jehovah or Yahweh, and it was the Lord, not a worthless idol, who had made the covenant agreement with them. The Lord was their God, and the Lord had led Abraham from Ur, where his father had worshipped other gods, and where Abraham may have worshipped other gods in addition to the Lord. Joshua reminded them of the basic facts of the Lord's work in the lives of their ancestors and in their own lives. The Lord had led Abraham, and in verses we will not study this week, the Lord had led Moses, and through Moses the Lord had freed them from slavery in Egypt. The Lord had defeated their enemies in the promised land under Joshua's leadership. And the Lord and Joshua did not want the Israelites to worship any gods but the Lord. Joshua was not just teaching them their history. Joshua was proclaiming the word of the Lord, the truth. The Lord did not save Abraham because he worshipped only the Lord, but despite the fact that he did not worship the Lord exclusively. By grace, the Lord made a new beginning with Abraham and his offspring. However, their worship of the Lord exclusively lasted only until the death of Joshua and the leaders who had followed him into the promised land, as the book of Judges so sadly illustrates. Joshua 24:3. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. In verses 3 through 12, through Joshua, the Lord reminded the people how he had provided for the needs of Abraham, Isaac, Esau, Jacob, their fathers, and themselves. The Lord had given Esau and his descendants the land in the hill country of Seir to possess. But before giving the 12 tribes of Israel the land of Canaan, the Lord had led Jacob and his sons into Egypt, until he freed them from slavery through Moses. The Lord showed them, through many miracles, that there were no gods greater than the Lord, their God. Joshua 24:13. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities that you had not built, and you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. The Lord did not give the promised land to the Israelites earlier in their history, because, as the Lord told Abraham, the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete or full. Genesis 15:16. Because of their idolatry and wickedness, the Amorites eventually forfeited their right to live in the land. So, the Lord gave it to others. Even as the Israelites in the northern kingdom of Israel eventually forfeited their right to live there because of their idolatry and wickedness, so that the Lord had them carried off into exile and the kingdom destroyed in 722 BC. The Lord drove out the Canaanites slowly, so the wild beasts would not take over the towns and make them uninhabitable, as he promised Moses he would. See Deuteronomy 7:20-23. The Israelites were able to eat from productive land and live in homes almost immediately because of the way the Lord led them into the land and conquered their enemies through Joshua's leadership. Joshua 24:14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Unhappily, some of the Israelites were still clinging to some of their household gods to guarantee them security and success in the promised land. After reciting many of the blessings and miracles that the Lord had bestowed upon the Israelites, Joshua called them to uphold their part of the covenant that God had made with them through the law of Moses. The Lord expected them to love and obey him. Joshua gave the people good and sufficient reasons to obey the Lord when he described some of the acts of God in their history. They were to fear the Lord, and when they had seen firsthand some of the consequences of the idolatry and wickedness of the Canaanites and God's judgment, they had every reason to obey the Lord out of fear. And eventually, they did throw away their gods for a time. However, they should have also gone to the Lord with thanksgiving and gratitude for all he had done for them throughout their history, and especially for leading them into the promised land as he had promised. Therefore, many of them moved beyond fear of the Lord and came to reverence and respect the Lord because of his loving holiness toward them. These came to love and serve the Lord in sincere faithfulness. The gods beyond the river were the gods of those who lived in Ur of the Chaldeans, the gods of Terah, Abraham's father. The Israelites learned to serve the gods of Egypt during their years of slavery. After they had been reminded of all the Lord had miraculously done for them, they knew, or should have known, that these false gods of Egypt were powerless and therefore worthless. The Lord had defeated all the gods and leaders of Egypt through various plagues and the destruction of Pharaoh's army. Joshua 24:15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Perhaps you have noticed that increasing numbers of people have decided that it is evil, a strong statement, truly evil, to serve the Lord, the God of the Bible, and they have turned to or have invented lesser gods that make them increasingly unreasonable in their thoughts and actions. See Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 32. Some people felt the same way in the time of Joshua. Therefore, Joshua put a choice before the people and their leaders, even as people have the same choice today. People can choose to love and serve the Lord of history, the Creator of heaven and earth, as revealed in the Bible, or they can choose to serve some of the false gods that have been handed down and served throughout history. Everyone will serve someone or something, even if it is called money. It is the same today as in the days of Joshua and Jesus. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus declared, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Joshua taught by words and example, he and his house would serve the Lord. Joshua 24:21. And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Because the Lord is holy, the people could not serve the Lord without at the same time keeping their idols, keeping them in reserve, so to speak, in case the Lord refused to give them what they wanted. After telling the people what the Lord had done for them, and that the Lord in his covenant with them required their unselfish devotion and sincere service, the people and their leaders made a reasonable and responsible choice to serve the Lord exclusively. Obey and follow Joshua's example. Joshua 24:22. Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, we are witnesses. Joshua had told the people that the Lord is holy, and they would need to serve the Lord in holiness. The people pledged to do exactly that. Therefore, Joshua reminded them that if they did not do as they had vowed, then their words would serve as a witness against them. They needed to remember that serving the Lord in holiness would be difficult in a world where everyone around them served false gods, and the world, the flesh, and the devil. They would need the constant help of their holy God, which they could only receive if they continued to worship and serve the Lord in holiness and truth, without any admixture of false gods in their lives. Joshua 24:23. He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people of God needed to take decisive action in accordance with their promise, and put away all the foreign gods that they had collected in their travels, the gods from Ur, the gods from Egypt, and the gods of their foreign neighbors. The law of God given to Moses demanded that they have no other gods than the true God of the Bible as it was being revealed and written. In reviewing the covenant with them, no doubt Joshua reminded them of these words in God's law. "Hear, therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be in your heart." Deuteronomy 6:3-6. The people were to incline or turn their heart to the Lord in love, to focus on the Lord, and to doing His will at all times. Joshua 24:24. And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and His voice we will obey." Even as Joshua repeatedly told them what the Lord required of them, so the people repeatedly vowed that they would serve and obey only the Lord. The people did so as long as Joshua and the leaders who brought them into the Promised Land lived. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How did the leaders and people know that Joshua's words would be important to them? 2. What seemed the biggest problem the Israelites faced? 3. What are some of the first truths Joshua told the Israelites? 4. What are some of the commands Joshua gave the people? 5. How did the people respond to Joshua's efforts to renew the people's side of God's covenant agreement with them? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Leading by Example, Joshua 24:15. "And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Some think it is evil to serve the Lord. Some make no effort to obey the Lord as God has revealed His nature and character in the Bible. Others express open hostility toward those who try to obey and serve the Lord. Some quietly modify what the Bible teaches about God to suit the ways they want to believe and behave. Then they try to convince others to think and act as they do. Joshua faced similar problems. Some people in the Promised Land believed in the Lord, but they also trusted in the idols that their ancestors and they had collected during their travels. When they acted as though the Lord would accept their idolatry without consequences, they ignored the law of Moses and the Lord's covenant with them. Joshua spoke for the Lord when he said that their modified religious practices indicated that they thought it was evil to serve the Lord, for the Lord required his people to love, serve, and worship the Lord exclusively. Instead, many of those who had entered the Promised Land trusted in their idols to assure them of safety, security, and success. Joshua told the people to put away their idols and incline their hearts to the Lord, to fear the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and faithfulness. By word and deed, Joshua and his house served as examples. Then the people followed and obeyed the Lord. Begin and close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.